Lisa and Pete here with the catch up.
When I broke my glasses this morning, Lisa was quick to fix them.
Hey.
With nothing but pipe cleaner and a paperclip. We asked your MacGyver moments off the back of this and found out that we have some seriously creative DIYers in Perth.
WA's first ever wallaby in the rugby union spoke to us about the Own the Force campaign, where Andrew Twiggy Forrest is getting right behind the Western Force and helping you to own a piece of the team.
And Justin Hamilton reviewed the latest TV cooking show offering, Hell's Kitchen. He can't give out less than a zero rating, which, judging by this review, is a lucky thing for Hell's Kitchen.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth, for Perth, on Mix 94.5.
Hey, right now. Oh, here comes the breakdown.
Like they did them in the 80s.
That's a ripper, isn't it?
Let me tell you. I mean, he's no Magnum for mine, but MacGyver.
Yeah, MacGyver. So we want to know your MacGyver moments on 1333.
Why have I gone all MacGyver on your glasses today? What happened?
Okay, so
there's a whole arm missing.
There's a whole arm. It's gone. I was at Mum and Dad's house today,
yes.
And I don't know how it happened. I put my glasses down, and as you do with things like these, like your keys,
yeah.
When you put them down, you tend to put them down willy-nilly, so you forget where they are.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was under a blanket, which at some point I had stepped on. And so
pretty willy-nilly.
My
was it chilly?
In this case, it was a chilly willy-nilly. Thank you, Lise.
Yes.
And I'd stepped on it and I've broken the arm clear off. Now, I've walked in today and I'm squinting at you and Kat, the producer.
You're driven here by memory.
Yeah. What's good? Because that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Between the actual roads being wet and everything, it's amazing that I got here at all.
Not a good time to be without your glasses when you need them.
Not at all. But yeah, and you guys took one look at me and said, what's going on? And I said, is that you guys? you said, I can fix that.
Yes.
I don't know how you managed to find pipe cleaners. Where do you even find pipe cleaners in this building?
Upstairs, bottom drawer.
Wow.
I don't know what they're there for. Maybe we were making little dollies at some stage with pipe cleaners, but you know.
But yes, you've done it very well. And we've thrown the picture up at the Mix Facebook page, by the way, if you want to have a look at the makeshift MacGyver glasses.
Oh, so far, so good.
So far, very good.
You can spin your head fast, and they're not coming flying off.
They're not coming flying off.
Right.
And I tell you what, the great thing about the pipe cleaners is that you brought down half a dozen in different colours, so it's fully customisable.
Yeah.
This arm as well. So it's working out really good.
Five extra arms.
Nice and comfortable too, because
nice.
The pipe cleaner's fairy.
Right.
And well, then if your ear gets a bit dirty,
Yeah, exactly. It's the whole package.
It's great.
At the end of the day, you can discard the arm and clean your ear out with it and then take up a new one.
It's a beautiful thing. So look, we want to know, 1333 53, your MacGyver moments. We're asking for your MacGyver moments.
Yeah.
I must say, MacGyver sits across from me right now in this studio.
Have we posted the photos?
We have posted.
So that everyone can marvel in the MacGyverness.
Indeed. Oh, there's so much MacGyverness going on right now. And that is a true quoted quote there.
Just fix Pete's glasses with a pipe cleaner and a bit of glue.
It's fantastic.
A bit of sticky tape, actually.
So we're going to your calls to talk about your MacGyver moments. We've got Alison in Selwell Grove. Hello.
Hello, Alison.
Hey, guys.
What did you fix and what with?
When I was 13, I fixed my mum's engine. It had a crack in it, and I fixed it with super glue.
Oh.
Before that, it wouldn't run at all, and then afterwards it ran for about 3 years.
No way!
Genius.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Did you ever have anybody actually tell you what that crack was in the end?
No, it was literally a crack all the way through the wall of the engine, and that's why it wouldn't run.
Wow.
And then I just filled it all with super glue and went through about 3 tubes of the stuff, mind you.
Yep.
And the reason they asked me to do it was because my hands were the only one that would fit inside the engine area of the car.
Right.
But it worked.
Wow.
And afterwards.
Jeez.
Going to get you to install my airbag next time. Won't have to take it back to Mazda.
Thanks, Alison.
Fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we've got Lindley and Mount Lawley. What's your MacGyver moment?
Well, hi, Lisa and Pete.
Hello.
I had an antique, dome mantle clock.
Yeah.
And the batteries, I thought the battery had run out.
Yeah.
Obviously, moisture had got in there.
Mm.
It was sort of semi-rusted. It was all, it sort of had sentimental value, and I thought, you know, I'm going to make this work. And I got a bit of alfoil, popped it in where the battery went, and it's never stopped since.
Oh, never stopped since?
No.
That's fantastic.
Like, I could change the battery, but it's just, I have to use the oil foil.
Yeah. Obviously being a conductor, but man, way to think on your feet.
You know, I always associate those beautiful Mount Lawley houses with the mantel clocks. They're the houses that have the nice old fireplaces.
Thanks, Lindley.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Kevin in Ridgewood, what's your MacGyver moment, mate?
Well, I was just attending a karaoke show that I used to frequent in Melbourne in 2010.
Yeah.
And what it was, just before the show, they discovered the monitor wouldn't work for the singers that they put up on stage in front.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, being a bit of an electronics tech myself,
right.
I rocked up there and I said, okay, what's the issue? We've worked it out. It was the power supply had died.
Okay.
And what we found out too was it was a 12-volt monitor, being a early model LCD monitor.
Right.
And I just put the call out. I said, has anyone got a car battery sitting around? And sure enough, someone pipes up and says, yeah, I've got one in my car. It's a brand new one I've just bought.
Yeah.
I thought, get it in here. So what we did is we found out which was positive on the old power supply, cut the cable off, and of course then just tapped it onto the negative and positive of the battery, and it lasted the whole show.
Oh, wow.
And you were confident it would work? Because I bet at first, you were afraid, you were petrified.
But then... No.
It's a karaoke favourite.
It is. I know. It was, I've now stepped up to actually hosting shows occasionally, and unfortunately, it is just a little bit,
I know, I bet.
Wow, unreal, Kevin.
That's fantastic.
That is amazing. Well done, mate. Thank you.
See ya.
No worries.
He's MacGyver and the karaoke king.
Really is.
Wow.
Unreal. John Welborn is an Australian rugby legend, particularly here in Western Australia, and he joins us on Lisa and Pete now. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Pete.
The reason why we've asked to talk to you today is to talk a little bit more about what's happening with the Western Force and Super Rugby and so on and so forth. For those people we're just going to bring up to speed, they haven't heard much about it. The Western Force currently are fighting it out to maintain their position in rugby union in Australia. And Twiggy Forrest has decided to jump in and help this along. And we wanted to talk to you more about how that's actually coming together.
Well, thanks. The players of the Western Force and people in Perth and Western Australia who enjoy their rugby will know that they've done a great job. So the Western Force this year were the second best performing Australian side and actually finished on the same number of wins, which was 6 wins, as the ACT Brumbies, who topped the Australian conference in the Super Rugby competition, which is a comp between the best teams in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and now includes a team from Argentina and Japan. So it's a big international competition. Rugby lovers in West Australia want to see the Western Force and WA Rugby involved, and that's a bit of a challenge because the ARU have decided they need to save some money and cut a team, and that's where the battle's on. And that's been, a real factor during the course of the season. And fantastic that the current West Australian of the Year, Andrew Forrest, has come out incredibly strongly behind the need for Australian rugby to maintain a national footprint, and then very specifically behind the Western Force, and has called out the ARU very emphatically, as is his style, and said any negative decision on the Western Force will have to come through me first, which is a nice little bit of rugby imagery. So the Western Force can just imagine the twig out the front of the scrum, ready to defend, ball in hand.
You've got to get a bit creative these days, and he is certainly a creative man. And just, I mean, I've never had the pleasure of talking to Twiggy Forrest. He's like this mythical legend of magnificence. The guy really does give back, doesn't he, John?
Well, yeah, he does. And he obviously gets behind a lot of different causes internationally and nationally. What he's done with Western Force is very interesting from a philanthropic model point of view, because he's made it clear, unlike a lot of people who are passionate about sport and who have the means, he doesn't want to own this sport. In fact, one of the reasons he's supporting the Western Force and Rugby Western Australia is because it is a community sport. It involves the kids who play it, the girls and boys who run around at all levels, as well as the professional guys. And so he's supporting the community in that. He's also supporting the Own the Force campaign, which is offering rugby supporters the opportunity to own a share in the side. It's $1,000 a share.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew has said that he'll loan anyone the money who doesn't have the means to do that themselves. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get on the course and for Andrew to help them to do so.
And interest-free unsecured loans too.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And the money being paid back doesn't actually go back to him, does it? It goes actually back to the Western Force?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's actually doubling up the commitment to the Western Force through that Own the Force campaign. So people who subscribe, if they need to, they can borrow their $1,000 commitment off Andrew, and as they pay it back, Andrew won't ask for repayment. So it's effectively a double donation.
Wow.
And the punters still end up owning a share in their team.
Well, people that want to get involved, would they be best to go to the website rugbywa.asn.au?
That's correct. The Western Force website or the Rugby WA website will direct you to the Own the Force campaign, buy a share, be part of the team.
John Wellborn, an absolute pleasure, mate. All the best with this venture. We hope it turns out well for not just the Western Force, but also Rugby WA. It'd be great to see it continue.
Thanks very much. I'm sure it will.
Justin Hamilton is here with his TV review.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking telly. This is Justin Hamilton, talking telly.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Oh, mate. How are we? It's exciting week, isn't it? Because you know that with free-to-air television, when in doubt, make a cooking show. That's what you need to do. And sometimes you might make something like MasterChef, or you might make something like Zumbo's Just Desserts. Oh, do you remember
heavens.
That show?
I just managed to put it out of my head, but yeah.
Yeah, barely.
Unfortunately, we have Hell's Kitchen Australia, which does nothing in the education stakes and doesn't really connect as a show with any great stakes. And when I say stakes, I mean meat and drama. So over in the US, you have Gordon Ramsay. That guy can marinate a chicken breast with lemon and an F-bomb in under 30 minutes. But he's a known quantity, for better or worse, so when he enters the frame of your TV, you already have an idea where this should go. Unfortunately, Marco Pierre White, he's not a Gordon Ramsay type.
No, but apparently he made Gordon Ramsay cry. That's his claim to fame.
Right.
Although he says he cried on his own merit. I didn't make him cry. He didn't have to cry.
Right. But, you know, if I ate at a Ramsay restaurant and I heard him berating his chefs, I would throw money on the ground. It's like watching, you know, entertaining street performer. But I kind of think if I heard White going off on a chef for serving off eggs, I'd just think his restaurant was a little bit paltry. Exactly. But look, this is...
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But I reckon there's always a sense that Ramsay somewhere inside is in on the joke. But in the personality department, Phil's White is a perfectly fine vegan dinner that's been forced to place some eggs on the plate so people will consume it. And I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think he's not interesting. I just don't know if he's right for this show. I have to also be honest and upfront. I've actually got a friend on the show, and that is Sam Frost, who I've worked with in Sydney. And I think her X-Men superpower is the power to say whatever is on her mind, even if producers are nervous as to where that might take them. Like when she reveals her first attempt at impressing Marco, she described her scrambled eggs as looking like vomit. Yeah, I kind of enjoyed the honesty and also reminded myself not to go to Sam's house for breakfast. But other guests include the ghost of One Nation's David Oldfield, who I'm guessing signed up because Marco's last name is White. There's... That's a thinker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. you got NRL bad boy Willie Mason looking like he could crush everyone at second's notice if they point out his first name is Willie. And something called a Gaz Beadle, who I hear is from Geordie Shore.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
that's a show I once attempted to watch before remembering life is short, and there are plenty of more productive things to do with my life, like watching paint dry. But watching the first meals be prepared after watching the talent of MasterChef was like your five-year-old building out a tune on a recorder after you've just listened to the Beatles for the first time. I don't know why this is good TV. I don't know why this is meant to be interesting TV. It's baffling. Look, I'm going to call Sam and find out how it ends so I don't have to watch anymore. So Hell's Kitchen Australia, Channel 7, Sunday to Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. No thumbs making it to dinner because they already ate.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.